You're listening to
The Reynolds Hot Box.
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 The Reynolds Hot Box.
A podcast about local media and the future of media. I'm your host today, Kelsey Middleton. Today we're exploring the new ID scanners that bars are using. The group investigating includes Carlos Perez, Sean Sear, and Troy Welling, and myself. Today we have with us Sean and Carlos to update us on what they found out so far. Sean, you talked to both underage people and who are 21 and older who go to bars. What information did they tell you about the new scanners?
I conducted six different interviews, three of the people being under the age of 21 and bar goers, and three of them being 21 and over and also being bar goers. The general consensus about all of them was all six of them really didn't want to give me their time. They were nervous about what I was even doing the story about, or what details we were gonna leave in it. So they did start to open up to me. I realized that leaving the three people that were or three people that I interviewed that were underage, leaving them anonymous actually helped them open up a little more. I would say they gave me some honest answers to my questions, and something that surprised me about the people being underage is that they haven't really worried. There's never really been a big worry ever since these scanners came in. I think one of them said there was a slight change in how they acted and what they did with their fake ID, but for the most part, it didn't really affect them. They still went in with full bore confidence and tried to know their stuff. And then, as opposed to that side, the people 21 and over really. There's almost zero thought into it. They think it's more of a, it can be more of a money scheme, they think the new scanners could also just make it to where it can turn certain people off and actually lower the amount of people that could show up at the bar. So yeah, that's kind of what I got from everybody.
So it seems that some people have had problems and some people haven't. Carlos actually got to speak with some employees at bars around town, Tanner Shaw at the Little Waldorf Saloon and Richard Pima at the Stick. Can you tell us what their views are on the new scanners?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was a complete parallel to each other, actually. From what I understand is the crew actually at the Wall, they're a bit more adamant about how effective it is. And I really do think it comes from a lot of the pressure that the Wall gets as being the college student bar. But what's important to understand is that because they get that much, pressure, they're held to a higher standard. So these scanners are used and they are really effective. And I really think it's because, of that pressure of, getting fined or students just getting in trouble that students don't even try. Nonetheless, over at the Stick, it's a bit different. The Stick, I was told that they don't even use the scanners. If anything, they just bend it, they flip it, they like you, you're in. And that kind of, leads right into it. Who do you know? If you know somebody already at the bar, it's probably a good chance you're going to get in regardless. And I think that just plays into how long you've been here, how effective you are in communication, who you know. If you're someone who's random, some new freshman student, good luck. They're going to card you. But from what the inside looks like, it's not too much pressure on some of the other bars that are using it. I do know that some bars hold their own policies regardless of the scanner. I know that the Eddie will probably ban you for roughly a year. I have had friends who have been banned for pretty much good. And it's those type of pressures that also deflect, younger students and younger crowds from trying it. So
more information about the scanners and fake IDs from the police perspective was obtained from Troy Welling. Find out what they have to say when the article comes out in about a week. Listeners, make sure to follow all of our social media. This has been Kelsey Middleton with the Reynolds Hot Box signing off. Have a good one, guys.